Austin Reed, you are a great guy. I was Googling myself one day and I noticed that you played my songs on your show, and I was so grateful because I love the exposure. Oh yeah, I was just so grateful because I am the passionate and objective Joker fan, and I listen to your podcast. And I really like the fact that you play my songs on your show. Yeah. Stu Reed, you're the greatest guy in the world. Stu Reed, I am your favorite singer-songwriter, aren't I? Come on, at least put me in your top 10. Oh, Stu Reed, Stu Reed, you're such a great guy.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. It's 6:09. Time once again for the Twang Trust. Yes, it's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. I don't know, and not me. And on tonight's show, well, we'll get you primed for the big Tom Wilson gig happening at the West End Cultural Center tonight. In addition, we got some Outlaws, and we're gonna give it to some country posers. Give them the gears. Oh, and Bruce and Joe are gonna stop by, and the new Tom Waits album, and all kinds of fun here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Never quiet, your mind is never still, music down inside you.
You know, the eternally wonderful roots rockin' power poppin' combo, NRBQ, is sort of in Pet Sematary mode these days, and you know, that's the magic there is sort of gone, but it seemed to drifted up and implanted itself in the midst of Terry Anderson and the Olympic Ass-Kickin' Team. That was brand new music from them. Brand new album called More Smooth Jazz and Sweet, Sweet Jams. Yes, you might know Terry Anderson as the guy who wrote Battleship Chains for the Georgia Satellites, or you might know him as the drummer to Roots Rock supergroup The Yahoos, but he's got his own thing going, and it's a wonderful new record. And in fact, we're going to listen to another song from it now. It's my new theme song. Yes, it's my theme song for life. It's, you know, if you pay attention, it's actually kind of depressing, but dig this groove.
Hi, this is Eric Amble, also known as Roscoe. I play the Big Dumb Rock and Roll. You are listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, babe.
She's strolling down the street looking like a big deal. If you think it looks easy, just try it in a pair of high heels. They don't want no girls in their button-down world, no psychedelic swirl in their uptight. she's looking this fine. You'll never see it coming. That girl is the invincible kind. But she's dressed to the nines with a great hairline.
Of the Be Good Tanyas, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Things get better when we're apart, 'cause every time I'm with you, girl, you break my heart. Sorry, but I won't.
Pat Denizio from the Smithereens, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
What?
Crying again, diesel tribal lovers end. I don't wanna be a mover, jockey peeler, ghetto groover. I can suck a super bad. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun. Drop a bomb. Never let the panic down. Trip a shaking money high. Tribal growling every night. In the trench or on the ditch. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it till the sun. Dig it till the sun goes down.
Ha 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 ha. Sunrise,
sun down.
We watch the world spin around
60 degrees
now.
Somehow, some way,
hey.
I turn rain to sun and turn night to day.
I turn hate to love and turn dreams to fame.
Every 15 minutes
you be calling my name.
Let me take your pain and turn your gray sky blue.
Close your eyes and let the light shine through.
Dig it. Dig it till the sun goes down.
No yo, no yo, what?
Big girl whole dad had a bad groove. Little trousers learning to move. Sit around in headphones trying to get their minds blown. Light the garbage, all the fuse. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it till the sun.
That record's 10 years old already. Tom Wilson from his Planet Love album, and Dig It, here tonight on the Twang Trust. And Tom Wilson, of course, he's in town tonight at the West End Cultural Center. He was in town this afternoon. He was doing a little thing at the Free Press News Cafe down there in the Exchange District. I almost went. I was gonna. I shoulda. But I didn't. If you went, let me know how it was. You never know what kind of crowd's going to show up for something like that. He was there at 4:30, you know? How many people can find out about it and actually get down there for 4:30? I don't know. Probably not a whole lot, but, you know, would have been fun, I think. But anyhow, he's at the West End tonight. You don't need to worry. You haven't missed the full meal deal. He's in, he can't decide what mode he's in. Is he Tom Wilson? Is he Lee Harvey Oswald? Is there a difference? Well, go see him tonight and ask him. He'll tell you. But basically in solo mode tonight. I don't know if he's going to have a drummer or not. We'll see. We'll see. Anyhow, before Tom Wilson, we heard... What did we hear? Oh, we heard the Smithereens. Yeah, you know, in 1989, the Smithereens put out their third album. It was a lovely little thing called 11. In 2011, they put out a new record. It's called... 2011. No. 2011, maybe. That's probably how they'd want you to say it. 2011. And it kind of looks like the 11 album. And who knew it would sound as good as it does? It sounds great. We heard Sorry from the new Smithereens record. Before that, Foster and Lloyd. Speaking of great new albums you wouldn't expect. Yes, Foster and Lloyd back after a, what, 20-year vacation? And we heard Lucky Number from their new thing called It's Already Tomorrow. And we started it off way back with Terry Anderson and the Olympic Ass-Kicking Team. Gambled and Lost. Gambled and Lost, and we heard I'm Your Radio, both from their new record. More smooth jazz and sweet, sweet jams. Mm-hmm. And more smooth jazz and sweet, sweet jams coming up here tonight on the Twang Trust. Let's stick around with Mr. Wilson for a little while. Going to be a good one tonight. I'm heading over to the show as soon as this show here is over. I'm heading over. You'll have to leave a little early, but you can listen to me while you drive over to the West End. Yeah. It's not going to snow anymore. Don't worry about it. You know, it's kind of damp out. Who cares? It's going to get worse. This is as good as it gets for a while. So get out there tonight. Go see Tom. It's going to be fun. It always is when Tom's in town. And there's a swell fella opening up the show tonight, too, named Carlton Stone. He's got a new record out. It's produced by Hoxley Workman, but don't hold that against it. It sounds pretty great. We're going to listen to a cut from it in this next set of music, as well as a bit more Tom, or Lee, or Blackie, or whatever you want to call him. Here's one you'll know from Junkhouse days gone by. It's Tom in solo mode. It's from a record called Live at the Acoustic Grill. And I think you'll recognize this one. It's Tom Wilson, kids, tonight at the West End Cultural Center.
Towers, listen to them singing in the park. When the clock's too tight, now the radios are glowing in the dark. Mothers lie down in the daytime and dream about Hollywood. I know that they'd get there if they could. It's just a matter of time before we get to shine. It's not a question of when or who does a crime. Show our skin in picture windows, sit around cross-legged on the floor. Our living room's electric, TV's light bulb, Zion's cancer to the core. Out in the backyard's waiting for women in flying saucers under the stars and power lines. Right.
yeah. Shine, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, this song made me a lot of money. Back in the 90s, it made me money from a TV show called The Party of Five. And it was a hit all over your radios. And they used to bring big trucks of money and drop it on my front lawn. I took all that money and spent it on drugs. Which is why I'm here playing for you tonight. One of the proudest moments was my friend Ron McLean, from the Coach's Corner. He kind of secretly runs the CBC Sports. And at the end of the Winter Olympics a couple years ago, when they were showing all the Canadian Olympic medal winners, he picked this song, and that kind of made me cry, and that made me feel proud. Yeah. And even though I didn't make a whole lot of money off of that, it gave me a lot of faith in this music. Children and my children, that this world's gonna be alright. Yeah, I pray every night this world is gonna be alright. It's just a matter of time before we get to shine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah!
Hi, this is Tom Wilson from the Planet Love, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
And doctors pronounce him dead. Then a life force said, is this your son? He held my hand and the crying's done. The judge on said, you better get along. You got a birthday to plan when you get home. Smooth the blood and dress in the place. With her son's love as her staff, she lifted a nation on her back. She turned and nodded and nodded back as they carried her husband from Parkland. John John put that bullet back.
Oh,
Brand new music from Mr. Carlton Stone, who you just might see tonight because he's opening up for Tom Wilson at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, brand new record. That is a little thing called Million Dollar Heart. And who needs Ryan Adams when you got Carlton Stone? Check him out tonight at the West End. 8 o'clock is start time. Doors open 7:15. Plenty of time to get on down there. And speaking of Tom Wilson, we heard two from him before that. At the top, we heard the old Junkhouse Smasheroo Shine, though we heard it in solo mode from his album right over here called Live at the Acoustic Grill. Although we did have a drummer with him. I don't know if he's got a drummer with him tonight or not. Be nice if he did. Sounded pretty swell. Mm-hmm. And we also heard from the Lee Harvey Osmond project called A Quiet Evil, a little thing called Parkland. Now, the Lee Harvey Osmond project here, there's all kinds of folks appearing on this one. There's Josh Finlayson, there's Andy Mays from the Sky Diggers, and there's a handful of cowboy junkies amongst many others. And speaking of the cowboy junkies, I just got hepped to this the other day. And it's kind of cool. And I thought I'd play it now. It was originally a B-side of a fairly early single. It's kind of old. But I just discovered it. You can get it on the Cowboy Junkies website. There's all kinds of crazy stuff on the Cowboy Junkies website. If you're a fan, you could spend a fortune getting oddball demos and cover tunes and stuff. They do a couple of Bruce cover tunes. I mean, they're known for doing Bruce covers, but I found a couple on there that I didn't know existed, and it was amazing what's all up there. So if you're a Cowboy Junkies fan, do check it out. And if you're not, well, then shame on you. Speaking of covers, this is a good one. In fact, it's going to start off a whole set of this fella's covers. The fella in question is Mr. Fred J. Eaglesmith. And this is an old song of his, rendered by the Cowboy Junkies, called Carmelita. Thank you.
coming down old route number 67. I just got off the turnpike avoiding the Ohio State inspection. Johnny Law followed me up the road, then he turned off and he let me go. I guess this old truck ain't worth shutting down. And your voice last night on the telephone said you wouldn't be there when I got home. So when I get to Cleveland, I'm gonna head back south. Well, the light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. Oh, my brakes are gone. I got a left front tire, a thrown thread. By tomorrow morning, I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. Said you couldn't stay with the one who was always going away. All you wanted to do was to settle down. You wanted to buy that little trailer out on the edge with the money you were saving, with a carport and a color TV. No place to turn around while the light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. I got a left front tire, a thrown thread. But tomorrow morning, right all along. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. Remember that winter when the lake froze over? We drove out there after we'd unloaded. We wrecked that truck and we spun it round and round. Then we left it idling out on that ice. We crawled in the sleeper and I held you tight. Baby, I'm sure on thin ice now. Well, the light keeps coming on.
I forgot I had at a little truck stop, and I read it once and then I read it again. I could hardly keep from crying. I've been driving around the last week or so with an empty truck. I don't have a load, and I don't care, cause to tell you the truth, I think I might be dying. And it's trucker speed, Benz or Jane, Percocets and amphetamines, Black Beauties and West Coast turnaround. When the coast is clear, I drive with my knees, mix it all up like a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee will wash your day. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground. At the side of the road, you said you're a mess. When I told her she didn't leave an address, then he got another call, said, wait right here, I'll be back in a little while. I put my head across my arms, slept on the wheel for an hour or more, and I started it up, took off into the night. And it's trucker speed, Benzedrine, Percocets, amphetamines, Black Beauties and West Coast turnaround. When the coast is clear, I drive with my knees, mix it all up like a recipe. Cocoa and coffee to wash your day. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground. I've been high-centered, low-throttled. When I couldn't stop, I peed in a bottle. I've been so lonesome, I made Hank Williams look like a party of five. I've been beat up, broke down, loaded on a truck and driven into town. I always thought she'd be there at the end of the line. Always thought she'd be there at the end of the line. And it's trucker speed, Benzedrine, Percocets, amphetamines, Black Beauties and West Coast turnaround. When the coast is clear, I drive with my knees, mix it all up in a recipe. Coca-Cola and coffee to wash it down. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground. Sometimes I feel like my wheels ain't touching the ground.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
Oh, bad hygiene tips from Fred Eaglesmith again. Well, that's from Fred's latest record, 6 Volts. Little thing called Trucker's Speed. Loved that song. Loved it a little better when he called it Water in the Fuel. But still, love it. Speaking of water in the fuel, we heard Casey Chambers singing it before that. That's from her brand new record called Storybook. Even though we've had that cut for quite a while now, it is a brand new record for Casey. It's a covers album. And about half of it's brand new. The other half is made up of things she's released along the way. And most of them are fairly obscure, you know, like Australian CD single B-sides and stuff, like that one there. Impossible to find, so it's good that it's out there for the masses. And you can get one. Well, you still got to go to Australia to get it or order it from there. I doubt it'll ever get a North American release. But it's a good one. There's lots of good stuff on that one. I wouldn't be surprised for that to turn up on the best of the year list, which I guess I'll have to start contemplating soon. We're into November already. It's crazy. The year's almost over. Oh. Anyways, before that was the Cowboy Junkies doing a Fred Eagle Smith song. Carmelita, what was that on? Was that on a drive-in movie, I think? Somewhere. It was an early one, anyhow. Yep. You know, we haven't really played enough of this 9 Volts record. I do love it. It's a strong album from Fred. And we're going to play another song on here. I can't believe he did this. I wanted to write this song. I've been wanting somebody to write this song for so long, and what do you know? Fred did it for me. Thanks, Fred. Somebody needed to write this song, boy. You know what gets me? Oh, this has bugged me for ages. Is like you're looking at Facebook or something, and you check out somebody you know, and you check out to see what music they like. You know, you go to that like section where they check all the things they like, and you say, "Oh, who's so and so into?" You know, and you check out what they've checked there. And, you know, if it's like a hipster type, you'll see, you know, Radiohead and, you know, all the requisite bands. And then sticking out like a sore thumb, they like Johnny Cash. There's not another single country music performer on their little section there, but Johnny Cash is in there. And nothing against Johnny Cash, certainly. He should be there. But when there isn't another single country performer in your like list, you know, I'm sorry, but you don't get Johnny Cash. Even if you think you do, you don't. And these next two songs are for those folks. Fred gone and wrote a song just about this, and it's called Johnny Cash. And country music, well, family of country music elite, we're going to hear after that, Mr. Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon. He's feeling the same thing. And he's got a brand new song from a record that's going to come out in February, but we got it a little early. It's a little thing called Outlaw You. And, yeah, you'll see what I mean. But here's Fred. Thank you.
I don't find it, no. It's a dirt road free for all. Some old boys saying they're outlaws. They dress the part and they talk the talk. You know they've been taught to walk the walk. These boys think they're tough. They've been robbing banks. Cause they name drop Johnny Cash. And they name drop poor old Hank. Hank, pretty boy in the baseball hat. You couldn't hit country with a baseball bat. Country ain't just about where you're at. It's about being true to what's inside of you. Say you're an outlaw with the perfect boots that you got from your record label's Image Group. Sing another man's song. Nashville 62. The formula had proven true. They didn't let nothing new through. When Waylon came to town and didn't like his original sound, they tried hard to keep him down. They tried hard to starve him out. But he kept playing shows, pressing on, chipping away song by song. After years and years of struggling strong, got his chance and he took it to number one. But this time it's 74, with his band in the back and four on the floor. That one record busted down the door, and the record labels had the control. No more than in 76 came the Outlaws record, sold the first million in country music ever. Those old boys with long hair and braids stayed true to the sound and freed the slaves. Got back their grip. They took the outlaw concept and they repackaged it. And there's a million old Waylon fans singing, don't y'all think this outlaw bit has gotten away out of hand. Hey, pretty boy in your cowboy hat, you couldn't hit country with a baseball bat. Country ain't just about where you're at. It's about being true to what's inside of you. Say you're an about where you're at. It's about being true to what's inside. You say you're an outlaw with the perfect boots that you got from your record label's Image Group. Sing another man's song with a big drum loop. Listen, man, you ain't got a clue. You can't buy true. Tell you what they should do.
Countryer than thou, countryer than thou. You weren't raised in a shack, so you better not act so. Countryer than thou. Some people just don't understand. If you come from where the kudzu grows, they think the sound is like a planet of peckerwoods and bozos. When I was young, I picked some tubers. Then took a swig of moonshine. But I never saw so many goobers until the day I crossed that line. Countryer than thou, countryer than thou. You wasn't born in a cave, so you better not behave so. Countryer than thou. Down at the bar, a spinning haggard. He wore a Johnny Rip tattoo. Swaggered. Lord, he was a Boston Jew. He loved bluegrass. Oh, brother. When I said Shania, he sneered.
like to keep it down home up here. Countryer than thou, countryer than thou. You ain't never read your Bible, tell me why's your Bible. Countryer than thou, rock. Yeah, home is nice, and Dixie's nice, and everyone. You are not a hillbilly, dilettante, fair weather, hick, nimmy, clyde, faux-paw, Volkswagen, redneck, Robert E. Come lately, hayseed, wannabe, undercover, Yankee, Mississippi, HD, Alabama, 50% less, Tar Heel, armchair, Arkansan. He's got a ranch, he wishes Stetson. He's a hip-shooting ex-oil king. Even talks like Buddy Ebsen, but he's sitting in the West Wing. Frankenstein, I'm well aware of. Won't somebody please explain how you get a county sheriff walking with a frat boy's brain. Countryer than thou, countryer than thou. For you better not act so countryer than thou. Off white trash.
Well, trust Mr. Robbie Faulks to come along and put all the posers and a sanctimonious sons of bitches like Fred Eagle Smith, Shooter Jennings, and me, all in our places. Countryer Than Thou from his album Georgia Hard. Mm-hmm. Before that was Shooter Jennings and Outlaw You. And Fred Eagle Smith with Johnny Cash from his new record, 9 Volts. Or no, it's 6 Volts. I've been saying 9 Volts. It's 6 Volts. What are you going to do with 6 Volts? You can't even power a transistor radio with 6 Volts. Come on. Anyhow, let's just go to the source. Let's just go to the source, shall we? From the 1978 album, I've Always Been Crazy. Here's the number here. It's called Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand. It's Old Waylon on the Twang Trust.
I'm for law and order the way that it should be. Songs about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York set a posse down like I ain't never seen. Don't y'all think this outlaw bit just done got out of hand? What started out to be a joke that all don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man? Maybe this here outlaw bit just done got. Cars pull up, the boys get out, and the room filled up with law. They came bounding through the back door in the middle of the song. They got me for possession of something that was gone.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW.
I woke up this morning and I took a look around and all the life I got. These days I've been looking in the mirror and wondering if that's me looking back or not. And I'm still the apple of my mama's eye. I'm my daddy's worst fears realized. Here laid all this real estate. Don't seem all that real to me sometimes. I'm back out on that road again. Turn this beast into the wind. And those that break and bend, I'm the other kind. I'm the other kind. Old buddy, what's his name? Says, man, what the hell are you thinking about? Boo, you got to everything, but you hang your head just like you was down and out. And I'm damn sure not suffering from a lack of love. And there's plenty more that came from. I believe it left for me to say something wrong and hurt someone before I'm done. Back out on that road again. Turn this beast into the wind. There's those that break and bend. I'm the other kind. Turn this beast into the wind. There's those that break and bend. I'm the other kind. I'm the other kind. I was really free, I didn't need no gasoline to run. Oh, you could say Jack Kerouac, you'd turn your back and I'd be gone. Yeah, but nowadays I got me two good wheels. I seek refuge in aluminum and steel. Takes me out there for just a little while, and the years fall away with every mile. I'm back out on that road again. Turn this beast into the wind. There are those that break and bend. I'm the other kind. I'm the other kind.
wonder what it would sound like if Bruce tried to scream like that again these days. I wonder. I'm a rocker from the river. Yes, indeed. And before that, the other kind from Steve Earle. Couple of good kinds there. And we started that off with Waylon Jennings himself from the 78 album I've Always Been Crazy. And a little number called Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand? Title that long should have part one after it. Just in honor of James Brown, I think. Speaking of Bruce, he was busy last weekend. He did a show. He did a couple of shows in Pittsburgh with his old pal Joe Grushecki. They did this thing last year, too. It's way back when. Well, not way back, but I don't know, what, 10 years ago or so? They did a tour. Bruce helped out his old pal Joe on an album, and he actually toured with him. A whole tour of clubs, for Pete's sake. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen touring clubs. It was crazy. He was just another guy in the band, although he did get to step out and do a handful of his own stuff as well. And then, you know, that was a while back, and then they did this sort of a reunion type of show in Joe's hometown of Pittsburgh last year, and they got together and did it again this past weekend, and by all accounts, it was an amazing thing. It was more a Bruce show than anything. It was Bruce backed up by Joe Grushecki and his band, the House Rockers, and Bruce sort of bookended the whole show doing some solo acoustic stuff, including the first ever solo version on acoustic guitar of Incident on 57th Street. And there are a number of YouTube clips of it. And it would behoove you to check that out. Quite a wonderful thing. We're going to hear a couple of songs here now from Bruce and Joe. One of these songs wound up on a Springsteen Live album, on the Live in New York City album. Both of them are Joe Bruce compositions, and they're both on Joe Grushecki albums, but Bruce appears on both of them, too. And we're going to listen to them now just because we can. Starting off with a track from Joe's album, East Carson Street. This is a little number called Another Thin Line.
Sky spits through the shade, another day come. More time to make kids growing up. Cats getting fatter, line here with you. Nothing else matters. You work hard, keep your eyes on the prize. Wake up, wake up. The minute you open your eyes, every muscle in your body. Stop praying for things to get better. Pray they don't get worse. They don't get worse. Another thin line. I don't dare cross. Another whole game. Another close loss. Where we'll get by. Maybe we'll get by. Maybe we'll get by. Maybe
we'll get by.
The work week. Time to move on. Another heartache. Another dream.
Gotta get the job done.
Gotta get the job done. Another thin line. I don't dare cross. Another home game. Another close loss. Yeah, we'll get by. We'll get by. Then we'll get by.
We'll get by.
Then we'll get by. We'll
mind before you know it. Christmas is here, you wake up. It's a new year. It's a new year. Another thin line. I don't play across another home game. Another close loss. Well, we'll get by. Maybe we'll get by. Maybe we'll get by.
We'll get by.
Another thin line. But I don't play across another home game. Lost, where we'll get back. Maybe we'll get back. Where we'll get back.
Where
we'll get back.
Where
we'll get back.
We'll get back.
Where we'll get back.
We'll get back.
Where we'll get back.
We'll get back.
Where we'll get back.
We'll get back.
Where we'll get back.
We'll get back.
Where we'll get
Bruce Springsteen. Call to support public radio. 95.9. Thanks.
There's a code of silence, and we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us, and the river's deep, and we keep pretending that there ain't nothing wrong. Man, there's a code of silence that can't go on.
There's a truth so elusive, so elusive, you see. But it ain't enough, baby, to bridge the distance between you.
Truth's gonna be revealed. I need to know that, darling.
shirt, you need a poster, you need everything at Wild Planet, making weird seem normal. Best selection of rock and film merchandise in the universe. Wild Planet, 217 Osborne Street at Confusion Corner in the Village. Wild Planet.
Drinking myth number 18. One drink won't affect your driving. People have trouble judging how seriously alcohol has affected them. That means many individuals who drive after drinking one drink think they can control a car, but they're wrong. This can have deadly consequences. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
Hello, fine listener. This is Scott Price reminding you to tune into Warning Shots here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Warning Shots is CKUW's independent international news show. Tune in every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. to hear locally produced independent international news only on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Now, but it's something I can do, 'cause I don't have all the numbers. No, I'm monster winning hit my red two. And when I heard him shout cowabunga, that's when I knew that my counting was through. And I can count anyhow, and I'm a monster winning hit my red two. Watching while I counted to one, I was smiling because counting's so much fun. But he took my two and then he ate it for his lunch. Now my counting's over before it's begun. Oh, I'm feeling so sad now.
Hey, why is that?
'Cause my number got you.
That's too bad.
There are tears in my eyes.
Mr. Elvis half sad.
Now I'm crying blue. Will I ever get a ten? Now that a monster went and bit my red tooth. Elmo said,
don't worry, Elmo knows what to do.
He ran right out and came back with another two.
Now my friend Mr. Elvis can start counting once again.
And with this brand new two, I can count up to ten. Now I'm feeling so happy. I feel like shouting yahoo.
And he's still feeling hungry. Cowabunga!
Cookie Monster went and ate a new
ritual. Oh, when I heard him shouting cowabunga, that's when I knew that my counting was through. And I can count any higher now, the monster went and ate my red tooth. Red tooth, a monster went and ate my red tooth. Red two, a monster went and ate my red two. Red two, a monster went and ate my red two. Red two, a monster went and ate my red two.
Hey kids, this is Sarah Lee Guthrie, and you're listening to Music for the Whole Family on Mud Puddle Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready. Just getting ready for this Saturday morning when I host Mud Puddle Radio with Little Miss Britt. Yes, be here 9 a.m. Saturday here on CKW for the finest in family music. Mm-hmm. You thought Metallica and Lou Reed was an odd pairing, didn't you? Well, that was Elvis Costello and Elmo. A monster went and ate my red too. Yep. Yep, brand new from the duo. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of Little Miss Britt, I was sitting downstairs the other morning. I was watching a copy of the latest Hall of Fame inductions from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducting the latest batch of folks. And Tom Waits got in this year, which was kind of neat. And I was sitting there watching it one morning, and the Tom Waits section came on. And Little Miss Britt got up and she sat down and watched it with me for a while. And, you know, they play, somebody comes up and does a little speech, but they also play this film, You know, it's got some live music clips and some interview bits in it. And there's this one interview they played with Tom Waits. And the interviewer asked him, he said something to the effect of, you know, how does somebody with a voice like yours decide to go into singing? And Tom says, well, it was either that or a career in refrigeration and air conditioning. And Little Miss Britt sat there and watched it for a little while and showed Tom playing. And one point she sits up and says, you know, I think he probably should have gone into refrigeration. So I don't know that we'll be playing any Tom Waits this Saturday on Mud Puddle Radio, but we're going to be playing him right now. He's got a brand new record. It's called Bad As Me. And it's quite the thing. It's quite the thing. It's if you're wondering what mode Tom is in on this album, he's in pretty much every mode imaginable for him. He's doing the noisy stuff that he likes to do these days, but he's also sort of gone and done a reprise of his, you know, the whole boho jazz thing that he started off doing. Although it's kind of weird. We're gonna listen to a few tracks from this record here at the end of the show tonight. This show being the Twang Trust. Thanks for sticking around with us this long. We're about to run away and see Tom Wilson. I hope I'm going to see you there. You're probably there already. You're probably not listening to me because you're already there. You got a better seat than I'm going to get, don't you? Huh. Anyway, we're going to hear a song. We're going to start off with a little thing called Kiss Me. And it's a total throwback to his real early stuff. The whole piano, jazzy piano, you know, Tin Pan Alley kind of thing. But he's gone and put this, you know, some sort of scratchy record sound effects over top of it. And I don't know if I'm reading into it too much, but I'm thinking he did that just to sort of highlight the fact that it's a shtick. It's, you know, I'm in the middle of reading a Tom Waits book right now that's pretty cool. Going over, you know, well, it's just basically the whole life story and goes over every record and such. And it's kind of neat to read about how sick he got of, you know, perpetuating the whole myth of, you know, the drunk weirdo living in L.A. at the Tropicana Motel and all that, and how much of a shtick he felt it was, and how, you know, how he felt corralled into it, and all like that. And now here he is going back to it, but he's got this scratchy record noise, so I'm thinking it's sort of like, you know, bit of a wink saying, yeah, it's a shtick, but I can still do this if I want. Anyhow, we're going to listen to it. You can make up your own mind. From the new record, Bad As Me, it's Tom Waits and Kiss Me. Oh, wrong song indeed. Oh, see, I was supposed to dial this back. That's the way the pros do it. Once again, from the album Bad As Me, it's Tom Waits and Kiss Me.
The fire's dying out, all the embers have been spent. Outside on the street, shadows. You look at me, I look at you. There's only one thing I want you to do. Kiss me. You to kiss me like a stranger once again. Kiss me like a stranger once again. I won't believe
our love's a sin. I want you to kiss me like a stranger once again. You wear the same kind of perfume you wore when we met. I suppose there's something comforting in knowing what to expect. But when you brushed up against me before I knew your name, everything was thrilling, 'cause nothing was the same. Now I want you to kiss me. I want you to kiss me like a stranger once again. Kiss me like a stranger once again. I won't believe our love's a mystery. I won't believe our love's a sin. Oh, you kiss me like a stranger once again. I want you to kiss me like a stranger. Kiss me like a stranger once again.
Soap, that rancid dinner with the Pope, and left. threshold. I got his thumbs thrown off. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Boom went his head away and boom went Bowery. What the hell was it that the president said? Give them all a beautiful parade instead. And left, right, left. While I was over here, I never got to vote. I left my arm in my coat. My mom, she died and never wrote. He sat by the fire and ate a coat. Just before he died, he had a toke. Now I'm home.
Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music, Winnipeg's collectible record store at 245 McDermott in the Exchange District. We have the largest vinyl selection in the city, both new and used, as well as an eclectic selection of new and used CDs, from Parliament to Hawkwind, Johnny Cash to Black Flag, Animal Collective to Run DMC. We've got music for everyone. If you are just starting your collection, ask about our collection cornerstones, items in stock that we think are pivotal to any good record collection. Into the Music also features live in-store performances, online contests, and more. Check out our website at intothemusic.ca for details. That's Into the Music, 245 McDermott in the Exchange.
Time now for CK Dove's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Innocent Music. It's Concert Club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding area. The new address for three times daily. Winnipeg Folk Festival, CK Dove, 95.9 FM percent, Chad Van Gale, and special guest Snow Gold, Friday, November 18th, West End Cultural Center. Tickets 17 in advance, 20 at the door. Tickets available at Ticketmaster and Winnipeg Folk Festival Music Store. Door 7 p.m., show 8. Cannon Brothers, album release, November 19th at Low Pub. Shotgun Jimmy and Scotch post-tape. 10 at the door or 8 in advance at Music Trader into the Music Low Pub. Doors open at 9, music starts at 10. Aqua Books, Stories of Light and Dark, an Aqua Books fundraiser, Wednesday, November 9th, 7 p.m., 10 bucks. South African storyteller Eric Duval and U of M storyteller in residence Patrick Ryan. Mark's Reading Group, Thursday, November 10th, Thursday, November 10th, 7:30 p.m. Jazz Machine 2, Bob Marley's Exodus, Thursday, November 10th, 8 p.m., 10 bucks. Curtis Nowosad Quartet, special guests. Friday, November 11th, closed. Red Moon Road, Saturday, November 12th, 8 p.m., 10 bucks. Western Cultural Center presents Tom Wilson and Lee Harvey Osmond of Blocking the Rodeo, Kings and Junk House, Wednesday, November 9th, tonight. Door 7:15, show 8 p.m., tickets 22, advance 26 at the door. That's the Entertainment Guide. If you want your event list in the guide, please drop by CKW, email us at CKWWinnipeg. Email us at CKW@uwinnipeg.ca or call 786-9782. Wrongly Wired.
Why, hey, hey, hey.